Locker room chats continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9. And right now we're talking Riverside Cyclone football with head coach Bryce Payton, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, obviously we'll dive into 2026 and the expectations, but boy, how fun was last season. That senior class, you know, really made a deep run. You beat Centralia on the road in the playoffs. You guys get to the quarterfinals, 8-3. Your overall record a year ago, and obviously just a final tip of the cap to that 2025 season in that senior class.
You know, those guys are special. You know, you always have some groups that come through that just kind of are different, or they change the trajectory of where you were to where you want to be. And that was definitely one of those groups. And they hold a special place for me because they were forced and thrown into the fire so young and so inexperienced. And, you know, it took them some years and to grind it out. And, you know, their junior year, they really had some success. And then the senior last year, we just had not only them, but we had a lot of kids grow up that year as well. You know, some of the sophomores coming into juniors that really kind of stepped up, that are going to be my seniors this year, and a couple sophomores that stepped up and had crucial roles on special teams. And I think that was what made it so special. Is it wasn't, yes, that was a great senior class. Yes, they started for 4 years, most of them, but just allowed the others, it really allowed the others to really develop at the JV level growing up or coming up. And we're seeing that, and I think that we'll see that from now on, just being able to grind out in the JV and learn how to dominate, and they're not so forced to be up. It was a great season. You know, fell short. Jackson Heights is kind of a bummer, big bummer, losing out there. You know, we lost to them twice, and we were hoping to avenge both of those losses. And I think for going into the season, you know, our kids understand that, you know, looking back, and it's like, you know, we barely lose to Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights barely loses to Rossville. Rossville barely loses to Sterling. You know, it's we weren't that far off, and right. I think our kids are finally understanding, you know, yes, a state championship would be awesome, but just in the grand scheme of things, we're not that far off from being championship type team. And as long as we continue to put the right foot forward and do things the correct way. So I think that's been a big thing for last year, and that's why I appreciate those guys for kind of setting the standard.
Well, let's talk about a few players that are returning and are going to be big pieces for you this season. And if I miss anybody out, one, I apologize. Two, feel free to throw them in there. You know, I'll start with Kobe Kaler stepping in at quarterback. Beckham Griffin, 4-year starter, but Kobe, very good athlete, is going to step in there. You know, a guy that you see some other guys, at least I'm thinking about, Michael Robidoux, you know, inside, Luke Bennett's. You got Gavin Schoenfelder, some big bodies up front. So you do got some good players coming back despite the big senior loss.
Correct. And one thing also, you know, one guy that's returning from our secondary and our wide receiver crew would be Keegan. You know, he was all league selection as well. So he's going to be, he's a huge part, you know, just having a stable guy out there that's been out there before to really kind of to set the foundation out there for the DBs. Like you said, Micah also kind of in the secondary, outside linebacker-ish, and then he'll play some offense as well. We kind of go with our offensive line. So we have Egan Baird, Noah Woolley, Luke Bennett, and Gavin Schoenfelder all coming back from last year's offensive line. You know, Maddox Mears was our left guard starter last year, senior. He unfortunately broke his ankle quarter one, so that kind of forced Noah Woolley as a sophomore last year to get some experience, which sucked for Maddox, obviously, and kind of hurt us overall, I thought, but it made Noah grow up real quick and be pushed into the varsity level so far.
Bryce Payton joining us, Riverside football coach. We'll talk JCN coming up on Friday night, the schedule and league as a whole. Next segment coming your way next here on KNZA. Got a couple more minutes with Riverside football coach. That is Bryce Payden, presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. Locker room chats getting you set for week one of high school football on Friday night. Coach, we'll have your game at JCN right here on 103.9. We'll dive into them in a moment, but what's your thoughts on the league going in? At least to me, in the 5 years roughly that I've covered this area, I feel like the league maybe is open as maybe it has ever have been, really. I mean, you look at Jackson Heights, league champs, they have to replace a lot. JCN has a good crop coming back. You know, Horton finally has a year two with a head coach. Moore Hill's got a new regime. Oskaloosa's got some good pieces. I just feel like the league is fairly wide open, maybe more so than years past.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think the unknown, obviously every week one is kind of an unknown. You can take tendencies of coaches, this or that, but personnel always changes and you just don't know going into it what it's going to look like. And I think some of our league, you know, I think overall, you know, I think we were towards the top of the league. We were towards the top of the league last year. We lost a bunch of seniors. Jackson Heights won the league last year and they lost a ton of seniors. And I know all the teams there. So I think that with some of the other teams kind of, you know, that were towards the bottom, they're getting some consistency or, you know, numbers are coming back up and that stuff. You know, I think we're going to have a pretty competitive league overall. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, Jefferson County North, you know, you talk about unknowns. They might have as much returning as any team in the league. So certainly they're going to be in the mix, you would think, with how good they've been and just really under the regime of Jeff Schneider. He has 10 winning seasons in his 11-year tenure. So obviously just a winning culture over there at JCN. You get him in week one. What's kind of the expectations for Friday night with them?
You know, I have respect for Coach Schneider. He's always been good to me. You know, a younger coach coming into the league, you know, he's always been there to offer a hand if I needed it. And, you know, I respect guys that, that have that culture of them, and you can just tell that they do the things right and they're well coached and things like that. So, definitely going to be tough. Like, they're not, you know, they're not always the biggest team up front, but you know, it always seems like their pad levels are low and their linemen know how to run and drive people, and they always seem to have a back or two that can get outside and continue to put pressure on people. So, and it always seems like they have a 6'5 kid or 6'3 plus kid out on the outside that can catch passes too. So it'll pose some challenges all across for us, but we're ready to go. We're tired of hitting each other, and yeah, we're ready for Friday night.
Yeah, we talk about success with JCN. Let's not forget, it was a short few years ago, 2023, they made that magical run all the way to a state championship game. So in terms of keys and what it's going to take to get a win in week one on Friday night, lay it out for us.
You know, I think I've literally said this every single time. We have to be able to run the football. You know, Kobe is very, very capable. Kobe is very, very capable as a quarterback. But we want to make his life really, really easy. And I think we got some backs that are going to be able to hit some holes. I think that's going to be good for us. And as well as lean on the experience that we do have coming back, which is the offensive line. So, that's going to be a plus for us, hopefully. And we got to limit mistakes and turnovers, and just run the football. And I think like week one is probably not going to be pretty. Okay, you just got to get out with a win. So, That's gonna be the easiest way is just to limit mistakes and turnovers.
There it is. Riverside football coach Bryce Payden excited for this one. We'll have it right here on KNZA Friday night. Riverside at Jefferson County North to begin the 2026 season. Coach, we'll see you Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.